Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Ray Lucia here along with my gang of one producer and a half. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. It's going to be a great, great, great show. Could this be the worst possible time in at least a decade, maybe more, to retire? We'll talk about that. A lot of it comes down to this valuation discussion that we've had many times before. And what do you do about it? I mean, what are you going to do if the current valuations are predicting returns of minus 4% to 6% over the next decade? What happened to that double-digit rate of return that you're supposed to get from the stock market? We'll talk about that. It's all about planning, folks. It's all about planning. And do you have a downturn defense? Very important. I also looked at the last 20, 25 years of stock market returns by calendar year this past week. And I saw something I intuitively knew, but when you see it in black and white, it's really interesting and really fascinating. How many years that the stock market goes double digit up and in some cases down? I may get a chance to talk about that. Health and retirement savings, leveraging healthcare costs to help improve your retirement. That was an interesting study, white paper that I got in my hot little hands. Maybe I'll get a chance to share that with y'all. Certainly I will sometime in the days and or weeks ahead. But I start today with the worst possible time to be retiring, and that is, at least according to many of the experts, when the stock market valuations are high, and today they are exceptionally high. You've heard me talk about the CAPE, the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio. Let me get into this a little more deeply with each of you. Because it does beg the question, how much money do you have committed to the stock market, and what is your expectation for returns going forward, and how does that play into your total financial plan that you and hopefully your advisor have gone through? And I bring this up not only to the consumers of financial products, as it were, but also to those responsible for the delivery of said products and the advice that is being rendered. As many of you know, I have spent a good deal of my career helping to train financial advisors, and many of them tune into this program. And so I share information that's important to all. The books that I've written in the past have been for both consumers and investors, as well as for advisors. Because getting some of the little things wrong can make a huge difference in the portfolio performance, in particular for those on the precipice of retirement or already in retirement. The probability of being financially secure throughout one's golden years, so it says from Investment News, without severely compromising one's lifestyle or running out of money altogether, depends largely on what happens in the markets in the first few years of retirement. Remember this thing we call the sequence risk? Well, this brings it to fruition. And we have some bad news. The current market conditions, unfortunately, bode horribly for near-term retirees. If you're 62, 65, and you're thinking about retirement, you really need to sit down with somebody that is a real retirement advisor planner who's been through difficult times before, high CAPE ratios and sequence of returns risk experts and asset allocation and bucketizing experts, because the stakes are very, very, very high right now. The worst time to retire, they say, is when stocks have run for a while without an intervening bear market, which, of course, as you all know, is a downturn of 20% or more from recent highs. And as most people who study bear markets know, there's no magic to that 20% number. In fact, I think I read the other day that it's more like 42% when it goes bear. 20 is just an average. Evidently, well, it's a threshold. I shouldn't say it's an average. It's a threshold. They call it a bear when it hits 20. It's a correction when it's under 20%. But once it passes through 20%, it can easily go to 30 or 40. And as we learned back in the 2007 through 2009 bear market, almost 60%. Down, that is. Imagine that. Imagine losing 60% of your equity portfolio over the course of 8 months or 10 months or 15 months. And it taking you 5 years or so to get it back. And that could be generous. Now, obviously, it's impossible to predict what the valuations are going to be when you're going to retire. But it's fairly easy to explore what the market valuations are today. Before I get to that, you should understand that bear markets tend to occur about one in every 4 years. So to say we are overdue would be an understatement. Now, research shows if a bear market leads to a prolonged period of negative or mediocre returns, then retirement withdrawals are going to be extremely sensitive to bad decades in the years to come. Remember, we've discussed this in the past where Michael Kitsis and others have done cyclical studies on what happens if you hit a bad decade or a bad 15 years. And I've studied this extensively, and I can tell you that it is serious, serious stuff. Kitsis talks about 10 years being the sweet spot for the sequence of returns risk. But his research shows that you really need 15 to be protected. But he goes on to say your remaining wealth after the first 10 years of retirement can determine 80% of the variation in a retiree's safe withdrawal rate over a 30-year retirement. Wow, I mean, that's pretty interesting, at least in my mind. After the first 10 years, you assess where you stand, and that will basically predict whether or not you'll have to acquire a taste for dog food at some point in your retirement, or caviar for that matter. He goes on, individuals who retired in the year 2000 are a recent example. The S&P 500 hovered around 1,400 points to start the new millennium, and fell to about 815 by September 2002. That's a pretty big drop, guys. It's almost 600 points. It rebounded to about 1,550 points in October of 2007 before falling during the financial crisis, and it didn't recover to a similar level until about March 2013. Do the math on that in terms of how long it actually took. Most people don't expect a 0% return for the next 15 years. But that could be what we're up against here, folks. It could be what we're up against. And a lot of that has to do with where the price-to-earnings ratios are right now. Now, we know that even the Shiller CAPE is not a good predictor of short-term returns. But it's been a pretty stellar predictor of longer-term returns, and the numbers don't look good right now. So I ask you, do you have some downside protection in your portfolio? And do you know what the market does over an ensuing 5 or 10 year period when the valuations are where they are today? Where are they? I'll tell you when we come back from the one talk show you must tune into. Because while I'm not supposed to use the term guarantee, I think I can comfortably guarantee you that you will learn something if you tune in every day. And in particular, the next block coming up right here, right now, and right on the Ray Lucia program.
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Start your day off right with select Kellogg's cereal $1.99 and save on select Dove or Suave products, BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. So we're talking about downside defense and the Shiller CAPE, that is cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio. I don't want to get too technical on this program because I'm not trying to teach a class here. I'm just trying to help people retire comfortably and at least prepare for retirement. But we do have to get into the technicals a tiny bit. For example, you go back to 2013, three fellows, Eugene Fama, Lars Hansen, and Robert Shiller, won the Nobel Prize in economics. Shiller, of course, wrote the book Irrational Exuberance, where he discussed the irrationally high stock prices shortly before the crash of 1999. He also predicted the real estate debacle and so forth. He's a smart guy. Fama's work focused on the difficulty of predicting stock prices in the short run, but Shiller focused on long run predictions, which is the only thing that matters to me. Because stocks being volatile in the short run, frankly, everybody knows that. And you shouldn't be an investor in the stock market if you're worried about a 5, 10, even 20% drop in the market in the short run. But over long extended time periods, such as 10 or 15 years, a bear market can prove absolutely devastating to a retiree. Now, again, if you're a millennial, no big deal. Just keep investing and reinvesting. If you're a retiree, you need to pay very close attention to valuations. Shiller developed the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, which basically is the PE ratio where you adjust the earnings for an average of 10 years to smooth it out. Again, trying to make this as simple as I can for you. So a fellow by the name of Aaron Saunders wrote about this about a year ago when the P.E. ratio was at 30. The article that I'm quoting here that I kept in my archives is still compelling today because the P.E. ratio right now is about 31. In other words, the market is riskier today than it was a year ago. And that volatility certainly has shown up this year, something we hadn't seen prior to this year to any large extent. But he says the PE from the prior 12 months was about 24 around a year ago. The CAPE, the cyclically adjusted 10-year smoothing PE, was approximately 30. As I said, today it's 31. And he shows a chart going all the way back to 1883. There were a couple of times in history where the 10-year annualized returns, or the CAPE, was around 30. And the highest 10-year rate of return, the highest over the next 10 years, was about 6%. 6%, not the so-called average of 10. So if your advisor is throwing in 10% returns for stocks going forward over the next decade, that could be a mistake. In fact, if you're holding an S&P 500 index fund, as so many people are, and expect annual returns higher than 6% over the next 10 years, you are betting on beating the highest returns ever achieved from purchasing the index at this price. Now, I know a lot, trillions of invested dollars have moved from actively managed accounts to index accounts. Why? Because indexes are cheap, and money managers have a hard time beating the index net of their fees. There have been some, and I've talked about that in this program. And I'm obviously not talking about individual stocks here. There may be cheap stocks that are still worth buying where you will get better than a 6% return, but that's not going to be, for all intents and purposes, in an index that, according to these valuation metrics, are at nosebleed levels. So looking at this chart, it's quite muddled at a CAPE ratio between 15 and 25 for reasons based on differing time periods. You know, we've had wars and economic growth rates and different political outcomes and all kinds of other stuff. But at the extremes, the model is quite clear. If you were to buy the index at anything lower than a CAPE of 10, you would have likely done very, very well. And if you were to purchase it with a CAPE over 30, where it is today, you would have done extremely poorly over the next 10 years. That pretty much sucks, because that's where we are today. You wonder why I focus on alternative strategies. There are people that have bought alternative investments over the last few years and have compared that to the performance of the Standard & Poor's 500, and they are in the middle right now of liquidating those strategies because, doggone it, they've been underperformers. There have been individuals that have had monies invested in the international and emerging markets based on sound recommendations from bozos like me who have said, you know, you ought to have 20 to 30% invested in the international markets, because from a long-term perspective, that is solid advice. But long-term is longer than 5 years or even 10 years. And the last 10 years have proven something that we haven't seen as a phenomenon in a long time, and that is the international markets have done poorly relative to the index. Active managers have done poorly relative to the index. So therefore, trillions of dollars have poured into index funds. I'm not suggesting that's wrong. I'm just suggesting that it pays for you to become educated. And if you're an advisor, you really do need to become educated. So the economy's growing at 2 to 4%, depending on who you talk to. Trump administration says 4%. The Democrats say 2%. I don't know what it's going to be. All I know is even at these growth rates, it's going to be very, very hard for the stock market to produce returns that are double digit. So I'll finish with what Aaron Saunders had to say. If you look closely at the forward 10-year returns versus CAPE, you can see that at a CAPE of 30, the highest annual 10-year forward returns of around 6% were achieved in the 80s, the 1910s, and the 1920s, and the late 1800s. But if you miss the mark, you could go anywhere from 6%, which is the highest, to his optimistic guess is 2 to 3%, but in some instances, it's a minus 4%. So don't sell the internationals and the alternatives just yet. Put together a strategy, whether you're an advisor or a consumer of financial products, for lower valuations ahead for the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, that is the broad stock market, here in the United States of America. Back with more right after this.
Have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Thank you so much for tuning into the program today. We're talking about, do you have a downturn defense? I think that's really important because, golly, we've had a tremendous run since the, you know, the big debacle back over the last, what, 7, 8, 9 years. It's been horrible. It was horrible, I should say. It's been nothing but beautiful ever since. CNBC said the other day, 74% of people over the age of 40 invested considerably in the stock market, are concerned about a correction given the current long-running bull market. Market's up, what, 250-300% since the downturn, which happened, I guess the bottom was March 9th of 2009. And it's one of the reasons why I have focused so much on other alternative strategies. And as I mentioned before the break, so many people are giving up on alternative strategies, real estate, possibly hedge funds, annuities, and so forth, which are not in the mainstream of stocks and bonds. But right now, we have a very, very interesting situation. Interest rates are rising. That's not good for bonds, at least in the short run. And the stock market value is at levels we have rarely seen in history. And when we've seen stocks valued where they are today over a 10-year period, according to the Shiller CAPE, the returns range from like -4 to +6 over the next 10 years. So even under the most aggressive assumptions, we're still not looking at fantastic returns by comparison. I picked up a brochure from the Global Atlantic Financial Group. And they showed two individuals, Polly and Peter. That was cute. Polly retired at age 65 in 1995 with a portfolio worth $250,000. She withdraws 5%, which is higher than the standard 4%, of the original $250,000, which is $12,500 annually for all years. Now, her average annualized return of the over the subsequent 18 years was 11.74%, because those were some pretty doggone good years. Couple of bad ones, too, but let's face it, the late 1990s, were unreal. And after the crash in 2000 and the other one in 2008, the markets have been stellar. And I want to talk about double-digit returns here in a moment. So 18 years later, Polly, who started with $250,000 and withdrew $12,500 annually for all years, finished with $609,000. That's what retiring in a bull market could look like, even though she suffered through two pretty substantial bears. Peter retired 5 years later at age 65. Retiring in the year 2000, his portfolio was also worth $250,000. He also withdrew 5% of the original portfolio, or $12,500 annually for all years. But his average annualized return over the 18-year period was 7.03%. And instead of Polly's situation, which 18 years later, she's worth almost $610,000, Peter's worth $79,520. In other words, in about 5 or 6 or 7 years, Peter's going to have no money left. Polly, on the other hand, is sitting on $600K, plenty of money to continue taking her withdrawals. And this is the problem when you retire, when markets are very frothy and high. Now, again, I'm not smart enough to figure out whether this market is frothy or high. I can only use intuition based on where we sit today. And where we sit today is a cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio of 31, about 80% higher than its historical average. So that leads me to the obvious question, what in the heck do you do about this? Well, there are several things you can do about this. One, as I have alluded to many times, despite the negative advertising that's gone on as it relates to this, you can look at investments that capture some of the upside, not all of it, of the stock market without experiencing the downside. So to prove out my theory, I went back and looked at returns since 1993 all the way through 2017. And I was astonished, really, because I hadn't actually counted the number of years where the stock market had a double-digit return to the positive and the negative. So from 1993 through 2017, let me count these out loud. I won't go through each year, but, well, you'll get the point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years out of 24 years, the stock market hit double-digit returns. 38%, 23%, 33%, 29%, 21%. Let's see, 26%, 15%, 16%, 32, 13, 11.9, 25. You don't get very many right at 10, or what the stock market is about average. I think there was one year, 1993 itself, where the market did 10.1%. Now, there were also 4 negative years during that time period. 2000 minus 9, 2001 minus 12, 2002 minus 22, 3 years in a row, and then, of course, 2008 minus 37. Now, these are all calendar years. Now, that is stunning to me because we don't get very many down years, and 3 of them happened in a row, which is fairly rare. When you think about it, I think you got to go back to like the crash, 29 crash, to get 3 big down years in a row. So I put this in context with many of the so-called indexed annuity contracts, which is one of those alternatives I've talked about in the past that would not participate at all in any of the downside. And if you went with a spread annuity contract, where you got a participation of what the stock market does, minus a spread of a couple of points for the insurance company, they got to make money somehow, then in all of those years where the market produced double-digit returns, you might have gotten somewhere, you know, between 50 and 60% of those numbers. 16 years, the market did double digits. And in a year like 95, where it went up almost 38%, if you got 50% of that, you still made 19 on something that was fixed, that was guaranteed, that wouldn't lose a thing. Now, I will grant you that many of these contracts are quite complex, and you need to have a decent advisor. But to eliminate alternatives from the mix when the CAPE is this high is clearly a mistake. I've also discussed real estate, direct-owned, kick-the-tires real estate. And there are ways for you to purchase real estate in the form of REITs, direct-owned real estate, non-traded, fee-only, where you don't have to pay those big commissions and all that stuff that you've read about. I mean, the industry has really stepped up. And advisors have the tools necessary to help you today. So when you look at stock market returns, you look at interest rates that are on the rise, which are somewhat of a negative for bond investments. You look at real estate, also valued pretty darn high.
It's the truth.
You need to have a frank discussion if you are within 5 or even 10 years of retirement or in retirement as to what your backup plan is, your plan B is, if stocks and bonds offer paltry, if not negative, returns in the near term. Have you had that conversation? Call your advisor up today and say, Ray Lucia says, you need to have this conversation with me. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. And today is an important day, at least on this program, as we discuss money moves that you should be talking to your advisor about today. Now, I have no inside track here, folks. I am not clairvoyant. And like you, I hope the markets keep going straight up. But in my many, many, many years of experience, it rarely happens, even though the economic picture looks quite good. The fact of the matter is, you must make these moves before it happens, because once it happens, bada bing, bada bang, right between the eyes. And then what you do is absolutely critical. Most people push the panic button, sell out, and don't experience the violence of the recovery, if you will, the snap back, many times just as violent as the decline. Remember, bear markets only last on average 15 months. They could last a lot longer than that. Bull markets last, you know, 97 some odd months. They're fairly long in duration, but we've been at about the longest in history, very near the longest bull market in history. That doesn't mean it can't go longer. And the economics tend to appear to tell us that it's likely to continue. But I want to know what your plan B is. Do you have a plan B? Is it in writing? Have you discussed it with your financial advisor? And have you committed to staying with the plan, even in the middle of adverse conditions in the stock market? All right, let's get to a couple of questions here. This is from Roy. I'm 62. What should I know about Social Security before I retire? Well, Roy, you're 62. You should know that you can start collecting Social Security right now. Is it advisable? Probably not. Remember, a typical couple is going to get close to $1 million in Social Security over their lifetime. But the sooner you take it, the less you will get in the long run, depending how long you live. But you really do need expertise in taking your Social Security benefits. Remember, to get 100% of the benefit, you have to retire at full retirement age, which is somewhere around 66 or 67 for most. But by delaying your retirement, you get extra credit, about 8% extra credits between your full retirement age and age 70. Of course, once you hit age 70, you don't get any benefits beyond that. So you got to start taking it at age 70. So those are important decisions. They're extremely important decisions. I'll tell you another extremely important decision is the marital status. I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day, and his benefits are significant. His spouse's benefits, non-existent, other than what she would get on his benefit, and she was significantly younger than him, like by 10 years. And the discussion centered around him delaying. He's going to start taking his social next year, I think at age 65 or 66. And I think we were successful in convincing him that for the benefit of the financial security for his spouse, to wait. Because remember, if he kicks off before she does, she won't get two of their social security. She's only going to get one. It will be the greater of the two. And wouldn't it be nice if she were to take the greater of his benefits at age 70 versus his benefits at age 66, which will be about 35, 40% more money for her. I think the thing you need to know most is the fact that this is an area where it probably wouldn't hurt for you to hire an advisor. The Social Security Administration, you know, their website, and you can call them on the phone, but the information that you may get may not be 100% accurate. Call my buddy Rick, and he knows more about Social Security than anybody I've ever met in my life. Email me, and I'll give you his cell number. How's that? I'm sure he'll love that. Let's see. The next emailer is John. I have about $500K saved up in retirement accounts. I'm 58. I've heard you speak of a rising glide path, but that makes no sense to me. Can you explain? Okay, well, what is a glide path? A glide path is what your combination of stocks and bonds are in retirement. And most people believe in a declining glide path, where you lessen the amount of stock ownership in favor of a higher amount of bond ownership, because you're supposed to be more conservative as you age. I have taken issue with that. Academic research has sort of proven me right on that, in that having more allocation to equities as you age actually works out better, as long as your starting point in retirement is a fairly conservative allocation to equities. In other words, if you had intended on being a 60-40 mix of stocks over bonds, and you stayed at a 60-40 mix all the way throughout retirement, which is what rebalancing does, you get one set of results. If you started with 30 or 40% in stock and then increased it over time by a percent or so each year, ironically and surprisingly, the results end up being a little bit better. So, again, this is yet another area where it's important for individuals to get good, solid advice. Because what has been doled out over time may or may not be accurate advice based on what we know about the markets today. There's been plenty of research done in this area. Dr. Wade Fowl, Michael Kitsis, Rob Arnott. I've read many, many studies on the rising glide path, totally contrary to conventional wisdom. So, John, while it does make no sense based on what we've been taught in the past over the last 40 or 50 years, it does make sense in the context of starting out in retirement with a potentially lower allocation to stock, and then each year as you age, adding some stock to the portfolio. Again, I would not want you to eliminate other alternative strategies from the mix, which was the main point of this hour of Money Power. I thank you all for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Now go out and make it a very, very blessed day. Take good care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.